What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
Mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday. Happy birthday to mom.
Happy birthday to Emery mom.
Happy birthday, dear Emery.
To mom.
Happy birthday to you. Aww. The big 6-0.
Wow.
I know.
Bless you, Emery.
16 and I could still kick it. Do you remember that?
No, but she looked great. Girl, you look good.
Girl. She can't really walk because she got a busted knee, but still, girl.
But still, girl.
Oh, so happy birthday, mom. I can't believe it. 60. Damn. What? I'm like, I need to start giving her some grandbabies. By the time she's going to be, well, that's like a normal age to be a grandma, like 64, 65.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're on the right track. I remember when Zane and I first started dating and I met you and I was like, your mom is, well, how many years ago was that now? You were like 39. Like, your mom's 39?
My God.
It was like unheard of. I'm like, moms can be that young? Like, I didn't even know. It was so weird to me. I think I have like the oldest parents out of like all my friends that I knew, I feel like. But she's doing great.
She's doing great.
Chugging along.
She's doing physically a lot better than I am. So
no, she can't.
Age is not
false.
Nothing but
she cannot walk as long as you can.
But she could do every damn other thing.
I don't know about all that.
Listen, I heard she went down 5 escalator stairs in after her thing. So she's don't underestimate her. When she has to go, she goes.
She's scared of escalators, so. I actually am in Atlantic City right now. That's where we're going for her birthday, so I'll be there for a night. I can't go more than that though, because we just got the house, and I'm sad to leave it. So, but it's her 60th, so I'll go. And my sister's coming, so.
Oh.
With her fiance.
Yeah. Crystal, congratulations.
So that's awesome.
Sissy, yay.
I'm like, time to start wedding planning. She's like, not yet.
And she bought a house also.
Yeah, and they got a house in
Texas. I mean, your mom and dad, look at the both of you.
Yeah.
You guys just got a house. They got a house. Yeah. She got engaged. I mean, that's, wow.
Excuse me.
Their girls are making moves. Making mom and daddy proud.
Yeah, we were just talking about it yesterday, saying it's nice when your kids are like in a good spot.
In a good spot.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're very content now.
Yes.
So speaking of gratefuls.
I am grateful to have been able to be a stay-at-home mom or to have a job that allowed me to work around my kids' schedule. Because I definitely worked most of my kids' years.
Yeah.
But it went from the bagel store where I was able to bring them. You know, like, I was always blessed with employers that would cater to my schedule.
That's nice.
You know, like, I'll be in, you know, as soon as I get them on the bus, and I'll be home to get them off the bus. It was very, very important to me to be able to do that.
I'm very much grateful that I have that, too. So I feel that.
Definitely grateful that I was able to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about the thought of having to like take off of work or going into a job. And I'm like, thank God I'm not going to have to do that. Like, I'm going to be able to be home with my children all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a blessing.
And then you know what else too will be like, once your kids start going to school, that'll be like your work time. Like,
yeah,
you'll dedicate that time and try to get most of it done. This way, when your kids come home, it's homework and dinner and playtime and fun time with your kids, you know? But that's why it was so important for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful that I'm able to be there every step of my kids.
Yeah.
You know, every step of theirs.
Yeah. I do good under pressure, too, so I feel like it's like, oh, I have until 3 o'clock.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when I have, like, somewhere to be, I get more shit done.
Yes.
Like, oh, I have to leave the house for my workout class, and then I'll get more shit done. But if I, like, know I have the free day, oh, bitch can procrastinate. Like, professional.
It's for terrible,
sure.
Right?
So it adds, like, a structure.
Yes.
More structure to your day, totally. Actually, on theme, my grateful's family. Ugh. Yeah. I just love that we can all hang out. I love that we all live close. I love that everybody gets along.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like we have everybody to lean on. It's just very nice.
It is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's my grief.
Your mom sent me a message.
What?
She, Amani sent her
she
message.
She sent it to me too.
And it was just so cute, like just Amani thanking her for the gift and how much he loves the shorts or something like that. And she sent it to me and she's like, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
And it's so true. It's yeah. just
That was very family. Sweet of him.
It's just, so, yeah, family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah, my mom loves Amani.
He's a good boy.
My mom likes Zane and Amani more than me. Even Aaron now. She's obsessed with Aaron. Aaliyah's boyfriend. She like loves. She's like, is Aaron coming?
He's so funny.
Or she calls him A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
Yeah. Is A-A-Ron coming? She just like loves. Like, yeah, I just love that everybody
yeah,
loves everybody.
Yeah, we do. We get along really well.
Yeah.
And, good. You know, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
We're blessed.
Yeah.
Definitely blessed.
Love it. So we've got a fun, different episode today.
Yeah, I don't we've know, got- guys. I'm listening right now with you because I don't know what she got up her sleeve.
Okay. So today we have kind of like a two-parter. First, we have a few emails about people's worst dates. So that would be funny to read. So we're going to read those. And then the second part, we're going to do, I got inspired by Meghan Trainor's podcast. She did this and it was absolutely hysterical. Kind of like back in the day, the whisper challenge that was popular. Basically, for example, Jerry's going to put on headphones, play some music. I'm going to ask her a question. Let's do only repeat it like three times if you really don't know what I'm saying. So I'll do it three times and then you're going to go, okay, I think she asked me, what is my favorite soda flavor?
Okay.
And you're going to answer. But I could have said, what is your favorite sloth color?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it'd just be funny.
I'm down.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll play that and you guys will get it as we play along.
Okay.
Okay. So first we're going to start with some emails, some worst date stories.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Want me to start?
Sure.
Okay. Crazy Tinder experience, worst date ever. Hi, ladies. I found Alyssa during the beginning of the pandemic and have been obsessed with her videos and the podcast ever since.
Thank you.
Wow. I've written in once or twice before, and I can't believe I haven't thought in to write about this crazy Tinder experience before. It's probably because I like to pretend that it didn't happen. Back in 2015, when I was 19, I met this guy about a year or two older than me on Tinder who lived a state over. Looking back, I realized my first mistake was even giving him my phone number. Well, we planned to hang out one night. He came to pick me up at my house. Again, what the fuck was I thinking? And we drove back to his house for me to sleep over. I had my permit at the time, so he let me drive, and he said that it was his mom's car. Yes, I know. Very late to start driving, but in high school, my mom had a rule that in order to get my license, I had to have a job, but I danced competitively in high school, and I didn't really have time to work, so I just waited until after I graduated. Now, this guy had a son who was probably two or three at the time and told me that, sorry, I'm kind of lost in this story. I got distracted. Then hanging out, he picked me up at my house. We drove back to his house for me to sleep over. I had my permit. He let me drive his mom's car.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, like, practice?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways. Now, this guy had a son who was probably two or three at the time and told me that he and his son's mom were not together. I sleep over and I ended up having sex with him. I was very dumb back then. I think me and this guy only hung out in person like two times, but we texted all the time. After I stayed over the first time, he started telling me how much he likes me and can't wait for me to meet his son, which I thought was very weird because we barely knew each other, but I was 19 and very naive, so I didn't think anything of it. I didn't hear from him for a couple of days, and then I get a message request on Facebook from his son's mom asking if I've talked to him recently. I told her not in a few days, and then she tells me that they were trying to work things out and that he had sex with me, her, and a whole ass girlfriend at the time. I've never felt more grossed out, and I made an appointment the next day to get tested. Turns out the car he let me drive was hers. This all happened within a month, so we obviously never established anything serious, so I was more grossed out by the situation than upset because, wow, did I dodge a bullet. But if you're sleeping with multiple women, why the fuck are you even bringing up your son? Like, what the fuck? Me and his son's mom are actually still Facebook friends today. I want to put a trigger warning at the beginning of this next part if anyone is sensitive to child abuse or traumatic situations. On to why I pretended that this never happened. Fast forward to 2017, and her and I being Facebook friends is how I found out that this man was arrested for aggravated manslaughter of his then-girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter. Literally, what the actual fuck? He backhanded this poor little angel, and she ended up falling down the steps face first, and he didn't take her to the hospital until hours later, where she passed away from the injuries. What a sick human being. He is currently serving at least 30 years. Personally, I think he should be there forever. I'm still mind blown that I even met this man. I'm now 26 and in a happy relationship with my amazing boyfriend of 3 years. He's a great stepdad to my 6-year-old daughter. Her sperm donor is a deadbeat, which is probably the nicest word to describe him. I like to pretend he doesn't exist either. What a great taste in men I used to have. Anyway, I attach some pictures because I know you guys like to see them. Okay, love you. Bye. Oh, my wow. God.
Talk about dodging a bullet for real. I mean, horrible for that poor 3-year-old baby girl.
I have a story that somewhat relates to this.
That's horrible.
That I've been wanting to relate and share.
Okay, well, I am very interested in hearing your story as well. But to this girl, all I can say is...
Thank God. Thank
God is right.
My God.
I mean, when we're young and dumb and naive, shit like this can happen. Thank God you had a little more smarts than you're giving yourself credit for. Because you knew, right? You knew. Yeah. But yeah, wow. Definitely dodged a bullet.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if you guys remember, if you watch my vlogs, my sister's ex, Dan. We used to call him Dan the Man.
Dan the Man.
Yeah, fuck that guy. They ended up breaking up. I think it was like during the pandemic, I'm pretty sure it was.
I think so.
Right at the beginning. I don't remember exactly when. Anyways, this guy just went to the bars all the time, obviously had some sort of drinking issue. And then he was on the news for... there was... okay, so here's what happened. There was already an accident on the highway that he was driving on. He was driving home from the bar, intoxicated, hit the one of the cars that was already... on the highway in the accident, and it hit another woman, and he ended up killing 2 people. Can you fucking believe that shit? What the actual fuck is wrong with you?
Do we know what happened to him?
You piece of garbage. I think he got out of it because money talks. I don't actually know. That's... I can so ask my disgusting. Friend who works at a law firm. She can look it up.
That's so disgusting.
Yep. So when my parents saw that on the news, they were like, they're like rubbing their eyes like, that's his name. Yep. And that's the town. Yep. Oh, and he drives home from the bars. Yep.
I just don't understand.
I think he played it in a way of like, because I think I'm pretty sure he refused a sobriety test, which is point number one. Point number two is he twisted it in a way that the accident, you know, caused
his accident.
Yeah. Which, sorry, but like,
if you aren't drunk, you would have seen it. You would have seen it.
Like, I don't care if it's dark, there's lights. Mm-hmm. You don't see cars in front of you. No, you were going way too fast and you weren't paying attention because you were drunk.
I can't believe that he... ugh,
piece of garbage.
Got away with it.
Yeah. Piece of garbage.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's the damn fucking thing about drunk driving. Like, mm-hmm. it seems like they always kill somebody else. They walk away from it and they're back mm-hmm. on the streets because mm-hmm. it's a slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure mama got him out of it. Yeah.
Damn. Well, you know, Crystal dodged a bullet with that one.
For real? Because she could have been in that car.
What if she was in that car? Is right. Damn.
Yeah, when that happened, I told her, I said, you better fucking not ever do that. Well, when she lived here, I was like, you know, like, I'll pay for your Uber, I'll pick you up, wherever. But now she's all the way in Texas. But anyways.
Texas is doing good by her.
Fuck that
man,
guy.
Man, house, engagement.
Yeah. Away from her sister.
What a doozy. Doozy,
yep.
Man.
Yep.
Okay, worst first date. Hey, it's my first time writing in after listening since the first episode. So on to the story. My freshman year of high school, I was single, and my friend has a boyfriend, so she set me up with his friend. We went to a fair, right? Fun, cute date. But after getting funnel cakes, we went on a ride, and right before we left, looking back, thank God, I got thrown up on midway through the ride.
Oh, barf.
Oh my God. This is my first date ever, not only with this guy, so definitely left a bad taste in my mouth. Can you imagine?
No pun intended.
Listen, there's nothing worse than throwing up, but being thrown up on.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No. So much no. I think I would throw up probably.
I think I would throw up too.
Especially if it was somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially.
Oh God.
Even if it was somebody I know, I still
Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry for you.
It was our first date ever.
She's like, I'm never dating again, okay? Go to this cute little fair. Oh, wow. You poor thing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I've got thrown up on in my mouth.
Geraldine.
It was Aaliyah.
She threw up in your... Was she a baby?
She was.
Okay.
And I was, oh, go, 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 go. holding her overhead like, go, 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 go. Yeah, I Google God right in my fucking mouth.
Did you throw up? Were you like, at the thought of it.
I can't even think of it. Because on top of that, it was like...
Listen, I would take poop and pee all over all day before throw up.
Ew.
Oh. What'd you do? You immediately just like ran to the bathroom, I guess?
Ooh. I laid her down. It happened upstairs in the den. I had a nice carpet at the time. I put her on the carpet. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Armani was there. Went to the bathroom, washed my face, brushed my... Oh, it was so, so disgusting.
Oh, listen, babies are great. I'm gonna be good with everything, but if that happened to me,
in the mouth, on, though, Alyssa,
right? Like on my chest, yes,
throw
whatever.
Up everywhere in my mouth.
That
disgusting
is awful.
It is.
I am so sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think I'm a little traumatized that because is PTSD. I never do that, and I.
That's bad.
Yeah, let's just change the topic. Goo goo gaga!
Yeah, you're good with a lot of shit, but that's gotta be bad.
It was gross. Ugh. Not gonna lie. It's kind of like that girl. She's just like, it was put out of my memory.
Until right now?
Until right now.
Oh. I wonder if that's ever happened to my mom. Because everybody does that with a baby. Like, yeah. Above their head, yeah.
Now just everyone's don't do it with your mouth open.
Or like, yeah. Or we just stay in front. We don't go above.
Oh, horrible.
God, that's terrible.
Horrible. And actually, fun fact: very shortly after that is how I got her off the bottle because she winded up drinking a whole bottle.
Uh-huh.
She was sitting there. She caught like a laughing fit.
Uh huh.
And she wound up throwing up her whole bottle of formula all over the carpet that I just finished shampooing. I said, that's it for you?
Yeah.
No more baba.
Yeah. Bye-bye, baba.
She wasn't even a year old. But yeah. I was like, no more. You throw up in my mouth. You throw up on the carpet. God. No more for you.
Oh, that's
gross.
So funny. I'm actually kind of nauseous now. Not gonna lie.
So am I. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Last one.
Okay. Hopefully this one is much better.
Okay. Worst online dating experience. Hello, ladies. This is an online dating story from this past week. Let's get into it. I'm 19 and at the time had Facebook dating? Swiped through people. Then this guy caught my eye and I guess I caught his and we matched on it. Oh my God, I did not even know that was a thing.
Either did I.
I'm so annoying. Did not even know that was... Like, shut up. You ever say shit and you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, every time I listen to me talking on the podcast, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I don't listen back. Okay. Let me tell you that this guy had some red flags. Talked for not even a day and asked me, what would you say if I proposed in this many months? We would talk so much, then accuse me of not seeming interested because I didn't seem to be talking to him, even though I was. Also, was impatient about me not responding back quick enough. Then they made it seem odd that I still have my virginity and have never been kissed. I broke things off. We didn't really have a thing, though. But he called me childish, etc. I also had told him about my family issues and stuff, and he just said, okay. So moral of the story, no Facebook dating for me. LOL. Love you, ladies.
Red flags galore.
I've never heard of Facebook dating, and I wouldn't do it even if you paid me.
I mean,
dating on Facebook?
Will you marry me in 6 months? Would you say yes?
Facebook just feels like
it's
strange.
I mean, Facebook is one of my biggest
platforms.
I mean, I'm never on it. I'm on it, but I don't go on it. I'm on there just to be nosy and see what's going on in people's lives, and of course our group. But
it's
otherwise,
your generation,
yeah.
Social media. My mom uses it every day too.
But I'm more of a Twitter girl, actually.
I hate Twitter.
Oh, see, I love Twitter.
I never ever go on Twitter. Why?
But what I do never do knew there? This. I edumacate myself.
Oh, okay. You use it for like news. You use that page where it's like says what's going on.
The news, the trending.
Oh, see,
and
I'm
of
like,
course,
I don't want to know. Yeah.
It'll change. Listen, you just bought your new house. Everything changes when you grow up because then it's like.
I'm just very mentally sensitive.
But you have to be aware of certain things, you know? And no, I don't look for bad shit. I try to look at the good shit, you know?
I'm not saying
but I also have to. You know me, I fact find. So looking at this takes me a long time because I don't give a shit if I see it on somewhere from something. I got to go do my own homework on it. Mm. But I feel like it's like reading a newspaper for me. And yeah, I get a newspaper. So to me, it's just like getting it. It's not like I'm hearing it. I have to read. I have to engage. And I think it's good for my mind.
Mm. Yeah. I was that way and it was not mentally good for me.
Okay.
Like reading everything that's going on in the world. I'm like... You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of exhausting. So.
I get it.
I know the important shit of what, like, my family tells me. If there's something major going on in the world, then obviously I know about it, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, I can't go on every day. But Twitter is dying for me. Okay. But I get it because they do have good, like, news stuff. So I get that using it for that.
Yeah, that's what I use it for, really.
But I don't even think I follow, like, 100 people on there because nobody uses it anymore.
Yeah.
But that was the shit back in the day. Twitter was the shit.
Yeah.
But now I feel like people don't use it as much.
Yeah, I just, like I said, that's the only reason I use it, you know?
Yeah.
And
that makes sense. No, they do have a good section for that stuff. Yeah. Like if this is when I'll use Twitter, right? If Instagram is, like, not letting me post my picture, I'll, like, go on Twitter and put, like, Instagram down. And I can see everyone tweeting, like, why the fuck is Instagram down? And I'm like, oh, it's not just me. Like, if I need to find something out quick, like you said, like, people are always posting, like, news and shit on Twitter.
Right.
But I feel like sometimes, in a sense, Twitter can be the same as Facebook, where, like, if you just go and, like, read people's threads and people arguing, it can just be, like, so toxic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really go on it that much anymore. I'm an Instagram story ho. I love watching Instagram stories. That's probably like what I spend my most time on social media. Do you watch Instagram stories?
I do. You know what's crazy is I see a lot of your stories, but I guess they automatically post to Facebook. So
they
when
do.
I go on Facebook, now I see them there and then I'll like.
Because well, Facebook owns Instagram.
But like for Zane, I'll go to like comment or like heart or emoji or something and it's like this person isn't da 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 and I realized that he's posting on Instagram and it's automatically cross posting. So I'm like, I forgot. He's not on Facebook, but it still does that. But I usually see your shit on
Facebook. Interesting.
Because I'm not big on Instagram.
No, see? Yeah, I think it's just like a different generation thing.
Not. Because I love TikTok. So same. To me, TikTok and Instagram with the stories, it's the same sort of like it's a quick kind of thing. But I think Instagram is more. No, I don't know how to explain it.
I like the stories. I like to see what people are up to, what they're doing that day. you know? Or, like, it helps me keep up with, like, people. I watch their YouTube videos and stuff, or people post their outfits. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Instagram is just, like,
I guess,
fun for me.
That's it. Because I don't watch people on YouTube. I don't care like, about their outfit for their day. I guess that's why I'm not so much into that.
Yes.
But there's a couple of people that I love on there. There's this one girl. Mm. I don't know her. I don't know her. I don't know how I started following her. Mm. But I love her. I think she's Bangladeshi, okay. And she's married to a white guy, and they just had a baby.
Okay.
I love her.
I know who you're talking about. Nabella.
Yes. Yeah. I love her.
I think that's how you pronounce her name.
Well, that's how it looks. Yeah. Because once you said it, I'm like, yeah, that's her.
Yes.
I love her.
Yeah, there's
and
her content is so
I mean, just like her.
Pristine.
Yeah, but it's her message, too. Like, I've seen her, like, go back at like haters and go back, and I just love the way she handles herself. It's just
she started.
I don't know.
I could be wrong, but she got big because she started a thing called Pockets of Peace, and every day she posts like, and people have like made like spoofs of her, but I'm pretty sure she's laughed at them. I don't know, but anyways, she like over romanticizes, which I think is great in my opinion. But she'll show like her loofah with like the soap on it, and she'll be like her pockets of peace from the day and like her making her dinner or whatever. And obviously it's very satisfying and like almost like motivational for other people to be like, oh shit, like that's so nice.
Being
like,
I'm grateful my life for together. The little things, right?
Yeah. Aww. But like see that's somebody like I'll go on Instagram and like keep up with her shit.
Yeah.
Like, well, I have a lot of people
see,
like that.
Yeah, I'll see like her things. But she's one that just the way she carries herself and the way she
so cute, her little baby and her home decor and her cooking and just everything she does is just so beautiful.
In the pool the last couple a week ago, oh my god, I was just like, look at how cute. But then you know, she seems very genuine and
she's sweet.
Yeah But she's one that I don't even know how it started, but obviously I follow her because I see her stuff.
Massive. She has so many followers.
Really?
Oh yeah, like millions and millions. Yeah.
I get maybe she was suggested. I have no idea why I follow her, but I do. But she's probably one that I like. Yeah.
Yes. So like that's why I go like people like that. Like I have a lot of people on social media like that I like connect with. And like, I don't know. I've gotten to the age now where it's like mute button, unfollow button is like my favorite thing. So now when I go on Instagram, it's just people that like inspire me or make me feel comforted. Like you said, like her content just makes you feel like comforted, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't say that. I'm putting words in your mouth.
No, that's how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah, like people like that. So I enjoy like seeing people like, I don't know, just do their daily shit.
There is somebody else that I follow that I fucking love.
See, you
her
have
name
people,
is
then. Or like comedy.
Amani. Her name is Amani.
I think you've told me about this.
She was at Married at First Sight.
Oh,
and then she married her man, and they're doing wonderful. They just had a baby.
Yes,
but she's fucking hysterical. She just. And that's why I like her. She just posted a picture of, like, baby throw up all over her cute outfit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, this didn't just happen.
Yeah.
But it's, like, because it's relatable.
Yes.
But her funny sense of humor. I love them from the beginning when they first got married. So I'm like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you follow the right people on social media, it can be a warm, fuzzy place.
Yeah.
So if you guys are listening, this is your inspo to use the unfollow or the mute button if you get on social media and it's bringing you down or making you feel comparison or like anything of that sort, like get rid of that shit. Mm-hmm. Time to get rid of that shit.
I agree.
Move on.
Yeah.
You should only be seeing things that make you feel good or inspire you or make you feel related to or comfortable. Like social media can be a much better place if you do that. So stop holding on. And I know you're all thinking of someone right now. So thank you so much. Go do it.
Yay!
And if they get mad at you, say social media is fake. It literally doesn't matter. Say Alyssa made me do it.
Everybody's gonna be coming at
Alyssa. Just kidding. No, seriously, because I've recently like done that, and it's like even people that like I follow because I thought one of their videos was like cute or funny, and then it's like I keep seeing their stuff, and I'm like I just didn't connect as much as I thought I would.
Unfollow.
It's okay.
Yeah, I do that on TikTok.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I follow way too many people on TikTok. That's my one social media that I'm just like, follow. That was funny. Follow.
Oh, God. I love TikTok. That makes me laugh.
So
that's
good.
My humor. That's the humor of my day. If I'm feeling down, I go on TikTok. Because it the algorithms, right? It knows what I want to see.
Yes. So TikTok algorithm is good.
It's always throwing up these funny shits, you know? Yes. I want to see more animals, so I guess I have to Google. I mean, not Google. You I guess search I have to search more animals. Yeah. Because we could lay in bed at night, and I'll be seeing all these funny ones and be cackling. Yeah. And Ever will show me animal after animal. It's like, okay, that's clearly where he's looking, you know?
Right, that's what's on his For You page.
Excuse me. But, yeah.
Yeah.
TikTok is very lighthearted for me. Yes. I love TikTok for that.
Yeah. TikTok and Instagram I have on the very last page of my phone, though, because I...
We'll get lost in it.
Oh, for way too long. And I hate that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. But I love Instagram stories.
Maybe I'll have it's my favorite. Maybe that'll be something I try out.
Yeah. Maybe it's fun and quick.
Underestimating it.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. I like them.
Okay.
Well, anyways, that was fun. Now we're going to play our game.
All right, bye, guys. Listen, if I'm screaming in your ear, it's because I have music in it, okay? Music in my ears, and yeah.
Okay, so again.
And if I start singing, don't mind.
Put on some Post Malone. So again, Jerry's putting on the headphones.
Oh, sorry. Discovery Plus has a Post Malone concert story thing.
Oh, I started watching
it the other day. I thought it was going to be more. I watched 5 minutes of it, but I thought it was going to be like more.
Documentary.
Right, about his life, and it just starts off in a concert. So I don't know.
It might go to it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll have to watch it alone.
Yeah.
Because
Okay, so.
I can't hear shit, but I have to put music on.
Recap, Jerry's putting on headphones. Oh my God, I just had a chest gurgle. Sorry, Jerry. I'm going to say a question to her, and she's going to have to answer it. She's bopping. We stole Zane's gaming headphones. Ready? Are you ready? Okay.
Am I talking loud?
No.
You're going to have to move the thing because I can't see your mouth.
I know. No, oh, I know. Okay. I know. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, she can't hear me. All right, let's think of a question. Hold on. Thinking. She has no idea what's going on.
When she's pointing to her head. Does that mean she's thinking? Yes. Yes. Thumbs up.
Okay, let's see. Okay, ready? We'll start off kind of easy. What's your favorite animal? What's your favorite animal? What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is RJ. Is that what you said?
Yes! Really good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do another one. What kind of pants are you wearing? What kind of pants are you wearing? What kind of pants are you wearing?
Okay. What kind of pants am I wearing? I'm wearing shorts, black shorts.
You got it again. You got it again.
No way. Yeah. You have very good mouthing.
You think? Am I doing it too easy? Too easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
At first, I thought you said plants, but I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Wow. You're good at this.
Alyssa's not going to... I'm listening. Alyssa's not going to do great because I don't think I mouth very good.
Okay, we'll find out. Okay,
we'll try.
I have to put my glasses on.
Huh?
I have to put my glasses on.
You have to put your glasses on?
Yeah, so that I can see your mouth. I'm blind. We're not that far away from each other, but... Okay, I'm thinking of another question. Why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue? Number three. Why is the sky blue? I feel like I'm talking different because I'm mouthing it.
Okay. Listen, three times, this is what I'm seeing, okay?
Okay.
What time is blue? So I don't know what time blue is. So, what's happening to you, maybe? Nothing's happening to me. I'm okay right now. Okay, hold on. What was the question?
Why is the sky blue? You were close. Why is the sky blue? That was really close.
Okay. I got blue. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
How many are we doing?
I'll do one more and then we can switch. Okay. Okay. Do you like handcuffs in the bedroom?
Okay. That looked like she said, do I like elephant shrimp?
Do you like handcuffs in the bedroom? Do you like handcuffs in the bedroom?
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
I like to use the bathroom.
Wait, what did you say?
Do you like handcuffs in the bedroom? Yes. Yes.
I like to use the bathroom.
Bedroom, bathroom.
Close enough.
Oh my God, that's fucking hysterical. Do you like to use
handcuffs in the bedroom? Oh. I feel like I'm talking different when I'm mouthing. I'm like, do you like to use handcuffs in the bedroom? Okay, I have to go get my glasses and then think of questions.
The pressure. Not really, though. I'm just going to look up and see if I can find random questions.
You're Googling?
I'm Googling.
Yeah, let me Google.
I'm Googling. I'm not that clever.
No, it actually was hard to come up with some. Guys, Jerry could have put on any song. And she put on lo-fi beats.
It was the very first thing that... Don't make fun of me.
It was the on when they're, like, doing their work.
It was the very first thing that came on.
Okay, it's relaxing. I vibe with it.
So, what are we doing? Four?
Put on Zane's song. Okay, four.
Then I would have been tempted to sing.
That's also
something
true.
Like that, so...
Okay, make sure you put up your fingers when you do, like, one, two, or three, so I know you're saying it again. Are you ready? I'm going to put them on. I'm going to make sure I really can hear you. Am I yelling? Okay. I'll try to be quieter.
Was I yelling?
Huh?
Was I yelling?
Were you yelling? No.
Okay.
Is this a good volume? Or too loud?
A little
too loud.
Well, you're stay over there.
Stay right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's see.
I feel like I can read your lips good.
Okay. All right. Here's the first one. Do I tell them first? I'm going to tell you first. A penny for your thoughts. A penny for your thoughts. A penny for your thoughts.
I know what you said.
A penny.
A penny for your thoughts.
Motherfucker.
Wait, you're supposed to ask me a question.
Okay.
I thought you were Googling.
I literally looked up. I swear to God, guys, I literally
Googled. Wait, I can hear you now. Why? This is not loud enough.
Oh, my God. Oh, phrases. Give me questions.
There we go.
Dumb asshole. I literally Googled, like, a good whisper questions, and it's just, these are all phrases. You think I would have known that, huh? Okay. Okay, ready? Are you excited for move-in day? Are you excited for move-in day? Are you excited for move-in day?
Are you and Zane still moving in? Yes.
Close. Are you excited for move-in day?
Oh, it looked like you were saying, are you insane?
Oh. Okay, that's good. That's good. Guys, I'm sorry. Did you wash your chonies? Did you wash your chonies?
Did you watch the showings? Did you wash... It looks like he said, did you watch the showings? No.
It's very close.
What?
Did you wash your chonies?
That would have made more sense. I did wash my chonies yesterday.
Yay! Okay. Are you cooking us dinner the first night?
Are you cooking dinner the first night? You're good at that! I can read your lips really easily. I'm yelling. Oh my God, sorry. No, we probably not. We will probably be eating pizza or Chinese food.
How? All right, I gotta think of one more. Is Benji a pain in your ass? Is Benji a pain in your ass? Is Benji a pain in your ass?
Do you have special grass? No, I just have regular grass. The fuck? Spicy crab? Grass?
Is Benji a pain in your ass?
Do I have special grass?
Question for Imani, maybe? Possibly.
It's just loud.
Wow.
I was bopping.
You was bopping.
I was. Oh, you want to switch again?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right. How do you feel about carpet flooring? How do you feel about carpet flooring? How do you feel about carpet flooring?
I'm sad. I'm sad about you guys moving.
It sounded like you said, how do you feel about us moving? How do you feel about carpet flooring?
That was a good one.
Close.
Carpet.
How do you feel about carpet flooring?
Carpet flooring, us moving. I mean, okay, I'm sad about carpet flooring too, okay?
You feel sad about carpet flooring? Me too.
Hardwood all the way, baby.
Oh, that's
okay.
Do you think people should sleep upside down like bats?
She's saying a whole damn story.
Too long? Too long?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Do you think people should sleep upside down like bats? It might be too long. Do you think that people should sleep upside down like bats?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't think people should sleep upside down with their pets.
Close! Close, very close. I said, do you think people should sleep upside down like bats?
Oh, I did pretty
good. That was really close.
That was like a whole damn story, though. Watching her lips, and I'm like, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. No, you did good, though.
Wow. No, you did good.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
This is fun. Okay. This is so fucking random. Do you think Shaquille O'Neal has a foot fetish? I don't know where I came up with this. Do you think Shaquille O'Neal has a foot fetish? Do you think Shaquille O'Neal has a foot fetish?
Yes. I think Joe Rogan has a foot fetish.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Joe Rogan? Shaquille O'Neal? I mean, hey.
I'm like, I go to the mic, I'm like, I don't know where the fuck I came up with this shit.
Wait, was it foot fetish?
Do you think Shaquille O'Neal has a foot fetish?
Oh, my God. The do you think was so obvious, and then yes. I got the foot fetish. The in-between, I was like,
Shaquille
see,
O'Neal.
If you would have kept,
Shaquille O'Neal.
See, that doesn't even look like Joe Rogan, so don't ask me where I got Joe Rogan from.
You just want Joe Rogan to have a foot fetish.
Ew, no, I don't. Okay, wait, I gotta do and look up some good questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have good questions. I don't have
I'm
good questions.
I'm pulling out of my ass.
Yeah, like, but you have color, an ass to pull it out of.
Like, what color do you think a fence should be? Like, stupid shit.
Yeah, but yours are cute because they could sound like something like that carpet floor one. That was perfect. That was a great one.
Thank you. Like, do you think that giraffes should be green? Like, shit like that.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay.
I think we should play this game at our next family gathering. Just saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, forget looking up shit because I can't because I'm dumb like that. All right, she's all headphoned up.
Staring into my soul.
I'm trying to pick your brain. Yeah. Give me ideas.
Sorry if I do that. When I wear headphones, I make like a weird noise. Zane has told me. Like, I'll go. Because I feel like I can't breathe and I can't hear. It's very weird.
It's like when you're looking for directions in the car and you gotta turn the radio down. It's like, what does one have to do with the other?
One time when I was wearing headphones, he's like, are you all right? You're like going... I'm like, because I feel like I can't breathe properly. I always wear one headphone. Weird. Fun facts about me.
Why do we drive on parkways and park on driveways?
Why do we drive on parkways and park on the highway? Wait, that was wrong. Why do we drive on the... I don't know. It's who the fuck made up words? Let's get into that, shall we?
No, we shouldn't. Damn, why is she so good?
Park in a driveway and drive on a parkway.
Yes. Fuck. Do you know the Muffin Man? Do you know the Muffin Man?
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Why is she so good at this?
You're picking, like, well-known things.
Oh, all right. See, that's why I'm not
creative.
I don't
know the Muffin Man, by the way. Oh. I wish that I did. I do like muffins. I don't eat muffins enough. I like to make, like, a batch of, like, 12 and then, like, have them throughout the week. I should do that.
You should do that.
In the new house.
When you move in. Yeah. Do you like to hula dance with a coconut bra?
What the fuck?
Do you like to hula dance in a coconut bra?
Slow, a little slower.
Do you like to hula dance in a coconut bra?
Do you like school and coconut bras?
Close.
I don't like school, and I can't say I've ever had the pleasure of putting on a coconut bra. But I don't think it would fit very well, unless it's a big-ass coconut. What did you say?
Do you like to hula in a coconut bra?
Oh! So you're do you like school in a coconut hula. Bra?
Yeah, okay, you
oh
got
my God,
it.
That was a cute one.
It only took me 7 hours. Jesus.
I thought you were just pulling shit out of your ass. Like, do you like school in coconut bras?
Yes. Okay. Do you like doing 2 Zumba classes a day? Do you like doing 2 Zumba classes a day? Do you like doing 2 Zumba classes a day?
Do I like chewing on pizza?
Close.
I love chewing on pizza. One of my favorite activities. What did you say?
And after you chew on pizza, you can go do 2 Zumba classes a day.
Oh my God, it was that long?
I said, do you like doing 2 Zumba classes a day?
Oh, do I like, how did I go from Zumba to pizza? That's where my brain's at.
Zumba, pizza. It's
I know, but you say workout, I say food.
And then you can work out.
Not really. I mean, yeah, it feels good after, but during the second class, I'm
you're like,
what did I do?
What did I sign up for?
Yeah. Why do tennis players wear socks? Why do tennis players wear socks? Why do tennis players wear socks?
To keep your feet warm.
What'd you think I said?
What's the purpose of wearing socks?
Close. I said, why do tennis players wear socks?
Okay.
Not bad.
I got socks.
Yeah. Do you like to drink hot chocolate in the winter? Do you like to drink hot chocolate in the winter? Do you like to drink hot chocolate in the winter?
Yes, I do like to drink hot chocolate in the winter.
Woo!
That was a good one, because I got it right.
Okay.
She has good questions. She's so quick.
I feel like it's taking me forever. Do sex swings belong in the kitchen or in the bedroom? Do sex swings belong in the kitchen or in the bedroom? Do sex swings belong in the kitchen or in the bedroom?
In the bedroom. My son walked by. I have more sex in my bedroom than I do in the kitchen.
I said, do sex swings belong in the kitchen or in the bedroom?
Wow. Okay.
I thought you were close.
Close. Close, close, close.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I could do... Well, yeah. I feel like I gotta get good ones.
Okay. You stumped me on a few of the last ones. You did really good.
If you could travel in a time machine, what year would you go to? If you could travel in a time machine, which year would you go to? Her face is saying it all, guys. If you could travel in a time machine, which year would you go to?
Okay, I'm hearing, if you're driving an assumption, would you run over you? That's what I hear.
Exactly.
But let me make sense of it in my brain.
Okay, go ahead.
If you're... I don't know what the fuck you said, but if I'm driving an assumption, would I run over me? Yes, because assumptions make an ass out of you and me. The fuck did you say?
If you could travel in a time machine, which year would you go to?
Oh my god, I didn't get that at all.
Time machine, you got driving.
If you're driving an assumption, would you run over you?
And I said, if you're in a time machine. Okay, which year would you go to? That. Okay.
Okay. That was terrible. Sorry.
Do you have a chest of drawers? Do you have a chest of drawers? Do you have a chest of drawers?
Did I ever change the floors? Yes, we changed the floors in this apartment.
What? Do you have a chest of drawers?
A chest of drawers?
A chest of drawers.
What is that?
Like a dresser.
Oh.
A chest of drawers.
Oh. I should answer first before I repeat the question like you do. That's funny. When you just go, no, I do not.
Okay, okay.
Wait, am I done? Oh, no, one more. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
One more.
Yeah. Do you think elephants look cute in skirts? Do you think elephants look cute in skirts? Do you think elephants look cute in skirts?
Yeah, I think that elephants look at the stars.
Pretty good.
What was it?
Do you think elephants look good in skirts?
Aww!
You're so close, Alyssa!
They probably look great in skirts! Do you think elephants look at the stars?
Yeah, stars, skirts, yeah. All right. Come on, Jerry. Finish it with a bang, man.
Yeah. Pressure's on. Are you team skinny jeans or mom jeans? Are you team skinny jeans or mom jeans? Are you team skinny jeans or mom jeans?
Okay, in the bushes? Because what I saw was, do I sleep on the floor in the bushes?
I said, are you team skinny jeans or mom jeans?
Oh my god. Listen, we should have ended it with Alyssa. I'm not even close on that one.
I was just so off on the ones you did.
I'm team leggings, by the way. Stretch pants.
Do you prefer candles or wax melts? Do you prefer candles or wax melts? I'm actually genuinely interested in her answer to this question. Do you prefer candles or wax melts?
Waffles.
She brought her.
I prefer eggs over. I prefer waffles over eggs.
Do you prefer candles or wax melts?
I was close.
What's your answer? She's like, I don't know.
Candles right now.
Okay.
Candles. I guess it's candles.
That's it? You're done?
Oh, wait, no? All right. No.
One more. Okay.
Can I just tell you guys how hard this is to think of stupid questions on the spot? It's like, I know I'm going to go upstairs and go, why didn't I ask this or this or this or this?
Do you think humans evolved from llamas? Do you think humans evolved from llamas? Do you think humans evolved from llamas?
No. I think humans evolved from apes, not lemons.
Llamas.
That was fun.
Oh my god. If you guys enjoyed it, I had a doozy. So well,
listen, I gotta go listen to it back because it might just be Alyssa. We need to record that whole episode. No. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Because you were like, what the fuck are we doing?
I think if we were to ever do this again, I would want to curate questions so it's not so.
Yeah.
You know, agree. Like I feel like it was a lot of wasted time, which I'm sure they won't even notice because I'm going to cut it all out. But I feel like I wanted to curate better questions. And I feel like on the fly, I'm not good at that. So.
Yeah. I would like to curate them too. That would be even funnier.
Okay. So if we do this again.
Yeah. If you guys liked it.
Maybe we could do it when we're drunk too. When your new house. I mean.
Oh just my saying. God, we need to do that.
We have to do a drunk episode.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it.
That was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know this was kind of like a different episode, but I thought that it would be fun. So hopefully you guys enjoyed. If you're new here, welcome to Ogamil. We post episodes every single Monday and Thursday. And if you want to hit the link down below and you love us so much and you can't wait, you can get our episodes early. It's $2.99 a month. You'll get our Mondays on Sundays and our Thursdays on Wednesdays. And please rate us 5 stars on Spotify. It means the world to us. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Have a beautiful week.
What? I want to say one thing.
What?
It's the end of an era. This is our last session. We're recording down here.
It is. And Zane filmed his last YouTube video yesterday, too. Yes. He said it in his video.
It's a little emotional. I'm not going to lie. But we can celebrate, you know, like in the new house, doing it next time. So
it's
the next time,
beautiful.
Next time you guys hear our voices, it'll be from a different location.
It's so true.
So signing off from the last time downstairs.
Oh, my God. It's going to be iconic. It's going to be so nice to have our own space. Like,
yes.
We're in our Ogamil studio, baby.
Love it.
All right.
Okay, love you. Bye.